Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tes Zayin. We left off in the middle of Siv Beis. We are on the last line of page Kuf Chav Tes, about to turn on to page 258. The Mechaber was discussing the different Birchas HaReach that a person makes, and the last point the Mechaber told us was Vim Hoya Pri Ro'i La'achila Mevarech Hanosein Reach Toba Peros. The last category that we discussed is if a person is smelling a fruit that is fit for achila, the bracha on that smell is hanosein rea toba peros. And then the Mechaber says, v'hani mili kishin etolo lahariach bo. When are these words true that you'll make this bracha on a fruit that you are smelling when you took it into your hands to smell it? O la achlo u lahariach bo. Or you took it for both reasons, to eat it and to smell it. Aval in etalo la'achlo, but if you only took it in your hands to eat it, v'lo niskavin la'riach bo, and you did not plan on smelling it, afal pishu mala reach tov, even though it gives off a very nice smell, einu mevarech. So first point for tonight in the Mechaber is that you only make a bracha of anosein reach tov peros if you pick the fruit up to smell it, or to eat it and to smell it. But if it's only picked up to eat, and the smell comes b'meila, you will not make a bracha on such a fruit. The alkulam imamar borei minei besamim yotza. On all kinds of things that smell, bidiyevit, if you made a borei minei besamim yotze. Hilkach, therefore, al kol dover shum besupuk bo, any smelling item that you're in doubt what the proper bracha is, mevarech borei minei besamim, you make the bracha of borei minei besamim. And then the Mechaber ends off and says, al egos muskota, which is nutmeg, Val kenila, which is cinnamon, the cloiva, which is cloves, the chol besamim shehem la'achila, and any other spices that are for eating, mevarech hanosein reach toba peros, the bracha on these items will be hanosein reach toba peros. So let's go back and begin the Mishabura. We are on the bottom of page Kuf Chav Tes. We're up to Sivkotan Yud. Before I read Sivkotan Yud, I'd like to go first to a small bir halacha. On Kuf Chav Tes, the Vermaskel Kishin Natolo La'ariachbo, the Mechaber again told us, when you took the fruit to smell it, or to eat it and smell it, you make a bracha. V'davka Natolo Kedei La'ariachbo, Zakta B'Alocha, Davka, you took it to smell it. D'bazen Nase Ke'ilu Apri Omed La'ariach. That makes it that the fruit is Omed La'ariach. K'mo Shekasu Ha'achorim B'Simen Reish Yud Zayin. Avalim Hoya Munach L'Fanav Al HaShulcham, but if it was just resting in front of you on the table, and you got benefit from the smell, umiskavin la'riach, and you had intention to smell it, eino tzarach levarach, you do not need to make a bracha. Deharei ha'pri ikara eino omed la'riach elo la'achila. After all, we're discussing over here a fruit is omed be'ikar for achila, not for smell. Ked isa batosos, shari rishonim. V'dover delav la'riach avida, afilu miskavin la'riach eino mevarach hozman shelo netalo biyado. And anything that was not made for smell, even if you're mechaving to smell it, you don't make a bracha unless you took it into your hands. So here the Bar Halacha tells us that the mechaber is very bedafka. That it's not just that you had kavanah to smell it and it's in front of you, you actually took it in your hands to smell it or to eat it and smell it, then you will make a bracha on the smell. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Yud. In the second case of the mechaber, where you took it into your hand to smell it and to eat it, so what bracha do you make first? So ayin bel yirabe shemasik. Look at el yirabe that comes out l'maskana de bekegon ze. In such a case, shahareach v'ha'achilu hu bechad peira, that the smell and the eating is coming from the same fruit. Mutov levarech al hareach tchila. It's better to make a bracha on the smell first. To mikarva haniyasa, because that hano is closer in coming. Shetekev kesheochazol biyado meriach. Because once you take it into your hands, right away you smell it. V'achakach yivarech al ha'achila, and only afterwards you'll make a bracha on the achila, and then you'll put it into your mouth and you'll taste it. V'chein kosav gam kena b'mayim Mordechai ayin sham, and so too writes the Maimon Mordechai. Look over there. Uberprimigodim nosan eitza acheres baze. The primigodim gave another eitza, because really the bracha on achila we learned earlier is more chashiv. If you have one food that you're eating and one food that you're smelling, you'll make the bracha on the food that you're eating first. But over here where it's the same fruit, so the bracha on the smell will come first because it's closer for the hanov smelling than the hanov achila. But the primigodim wants to satisfy the ikra halacha that you should make the bracha on the food first. And therefore, he gives the following etzah. V'hu sheyitum tzas min ha-peri. You should taste a little bit of the fruit first. V'yivarech aleha birchas ha-achila. And obviously, before the taste, make a birchas ha-achila. V'lo yechavein oz lehonos min ha-reach. And don't have intention then to get hana from the smell. Then you'll make the bracha on the smell and you will smell it. So the Prima Gadam wants to satisfy the halacha of making the bracha on the achila before the bracha on the reyach. So even though the reyach comes first, you have kavana not to get hana from the reyach till you eat it. And then you make a bracha on the achila first and then you make a bracha on the reyach afterwards. Sivkotan Yud Aleph, we said, but if you do not pick it up to smell it, or to eat it and smell it, you only picked it up to eat it, you are not niskavin la riach bo, even though it gives off a smell, you don't make a bracha. Says the Mishabura, da havio la zek kedova shelo nasa la riach. This is considered like an item that's not made for smell. She'ein mevarachin alav, that you don't make a bracha on it. Af agav shenosein riach venena. Even though it gives off a smell, and you get hanoi, you still don't make a bracha, like we'll see later on in Simen Reish Yud Zayin, Sif Aleph. Sivkotan Yud Beis is on the next point of the Mechaber, and that was on everything. If you made a bar mitzvah b'samim, you're yotze, and therefore, if you're not sure what the bracha is, you'll make a bar mitzvah b'samim. Bein shehiriach be'etz o be'esav. This is true whether you were smelling something that was tree-like or grass-like. Obit prisha mariach, or it's a fruit that smells, which were the three categories that we discussed before. All of them, you can be yotzei with burning besamim. Sivkotan Yud Gimel, shaloshon bracha zo kolelas hakol. This is a bracha kolelas that really covers every smell. So if you're ever not sure, you make a bracha of burning besamim. Kimo bircha shahakol shakolelas kol mini achilu shesia. The bracha of burning besamim by smell is very similar to the bracha of shahakol by achilu and shtia. And if you're not sure that the bracha, and you learned the halacha, so then you're always safe by making a shahakol. V'das eza achronim shebidyevedin berach areach shahakol yotza. Some achronim are of the opinion that bidyeved, even on a smell, if you made a shahakol in the abidvar yotze, de lo odiv reach, because smell is no better, shahano'a mu'etas hi me'achilu shesia shana'asa meruba. If achil and shtia that have a much greater hana, you can make this lower grade bracha of shahakol, so certainly on the lower grade smell, whereas hana mueta, certainly the shahakol should work. The afal pike and yotzim b'shahakol, so even though the food and the drink is hanaasa meruba, you're yotze with the shahakol, so certainly they say you could be yotze on a smell shahakol as well. However, das mokin giborim shafilu b'dyevet lo yotze, mokin giborim argues, he says, even b'dyevet, if you made a shahakol for a smell, you are not yotze. This is not the format that Chazal set up for brachos. V'lo niskan bircha shahakol ki'im al achila v'shtia. The bracha shahakol was only instituted by Chazal for brachos on food and drink and not for smell, and therefore the Mogen Giborim disagrees and says shahakol will not work for a smell. Let's look at note number 15. Ubahavdolah b'motzei Shabbos. When it comes to the besamim by motzei Shabbos and Avdolah, we're going to see later on in Hilchos Shabbos, shenogu levarech borinei besamim al kol haminim. There the minhag is to make a borinei besamim on any min that you are smelling. Kidei shelo yitu hamon am she'enum b'kiyem ezo brachom yuchedus levarech al kol min. In order that people shouldn't make a mistake, most people are not familiar with exactly which birchas areach you make on which item, and therefore to keep it consistent for everyone and people shouldn't make mistakes, Chazal said that at Motzei Shabbos Havdalah, everyone makes the Bar Nebesamim. But as we just learned in the Mishabura, since this is the bracha kolelas for all smells, so whatever you have, you're safe and you're good to go by making a bar nebesamim. Umikomakom kasav shulachatchila tov yosher sheikach lebesamim min shebirchaso haruuya hi borei min nebesamim. For the Maisa, the Mishabura does say lechatchila, even though you'll make a bar nebesamim on everything, but if you know that you have something that the actual bracha is Barim Nebesamim, it would be better to take that item. So by making the bracha kolelas, you're actually making the correct bracha on this item. Kegon, the example is Musak, Amavur La'el, that we discussed earlier in the Sif. Otzi Porim, which is cloves. Sheledas Harbe Achonim Birchaso Barim Nebesamim Kamuvu B'Mishabur La'halim. Now, one should be bothered. We just saw in the Mechaber the bracha on cloves is Hanosein Rei Tova Peiros, and here he's saying an example of what you should have by Havdalah to get the right bracha of Barmin Yavisalim is cloves. So what exactly is the bracha? We'll see shortly in the Mishabura and Sifkadim Tazayim, not like the Machaber that is Hanosein Rei Tova Peiros, but rather you make Barmin Yavisalim on the cloves. But first the Mishabura and Sifkadim Yodalid, Egos Muscat, which is nutmeg, Peirush Imrotzel Lahariapo, if you want to smell it, Sifkadim Tazvav, Val Kanila, which we said is cinnamon, Shakorin Simering, which the Targum 2 says Kinamon, which is cinnamon. Sefkoton Tes Zayin, the Kalov, which is cloves, we said in the Mechaber, you make a brach of Hanosein Rei Tova Peiros, Bazakta Mishabura, Shakorin Negelach, which is cloves, V'afal Gav Dechol Hani Heim Mine Besamim, even though all these items listed in the Mechaber are really types of spices, Mikomokom Ikrayu La'achila Kaimi, but they're really Be'ikar Omed for Achila, and therefore the brach on them is Hanosein Rei Tova Peiros. However, V'ayin Ba'achronim Shemefafikin Le'inyan Klova, the Achronim take issue with that which the Mechaber says, the brach on cloves, V'harbe mehen maskimim, and many of the Achronim agree, Shetov yoser levorich bari mnei besomim al reichel, that it is better to make a bari mnei besomim when you are smelling cloves, always. Kosu ha'achronim da'achronim write, Hameriach bekave, one who is smelling coffee, kasusha that is smashed up, v'hichama, and it's hot, Shereicha nodef, that it gives off a smell. Va'odam nenemi osareach, a person gets hanah from that smell. Tzaruch levarich birchas asher nosam. One has to make a bracha on that coffee as well. Shenosan rea tova peros. That is where we will stop for today. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow we will go weiter with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.